Today's day is May 27 and it is 6:09. My name is Rosalind Leon. I live in Altadena, Los Angeles. The everyday thing I do would be to clean, help my grandma throughout the house, do homework, but summers I'm out of school already. Weekends I work. I hope to get more hours during the week. I first learned about the coronavirus. It would be online that it started in China or Asia around there, and that people were flying from USA to China or China coming back to USA. It was getting serious and the numbers are increasing. What I'm most concerned about is like how long this is gonna last. How long are the masks gonna last? Because I could barely breathe at the store and I don't know how long I could keep up with that. But I understand that it's to keep us safe, and I will do it to keep myself safe. The coronavirus has affected my family. My grandma, she worked two jobs, but she's not working on both. My sister isn't working, but she is getting paid, so that's good. And she is helping my grandma out with my grandma's bills. My grandpa has more hours at work because he works at a company that does masks. So he has more hours on that. My dad has a few more hours. He has less hours as well, like in between. What is my biggest challenge that I faced during coronavirus? It would be the 6 feet away from each other, meaning I can't see friends. I can't go to the mall and shop. Some of the places I want to eat are closed. So, and honestly, I feel like I can't help anyone with everyone being scared of touching each other. So that's one thing that has challenged me. I'm managing to do every day at the house would be cleaning, helping my grandma out, I guess. What have you and your family done to create during? We have a garage full of stuff. Well, that's my grandma's stuff. And we bought a house, a 10 by 12 house. And literally everything fit in there, so that was great. So now that the garage is empty, we might do a second bathroom because we only have one. And literally, like, we all use it at the same time, so it's like stressful to get out of the house on time. So that's what we've been doing, and it turned out great. We painted the house, we painted the whole house actually. We painted it gray. Yeah, that's what we've been doing. I don't know anyone that has gotten sick. I heard stories about my friends' families, but none of my families has got that, just that they've lost their job. They didn't lose their job, but they just don't have hours at the job. I feel like the coronavirus is affecting people that have separation anxiety, have asthma, I think that's, yeah. Has my experience transformed how I think about my family and friends? My experience I don't think it's changed how I look about my family. I know it's hard for my grandma. Not to work and stuff. So I believe that's very hard. People need to keep in mind in the future that we did struggle, especially seniors. They didn't get to walk across the stage. So that was more sad. Watching people put their family under the ground, that was more heartbreaking, seeing them post it. I feel like people should have in mind about others, to care about others, to first keep their family safe, to enjoy life, but to enjoy right, to have faith that our world's gonna get better, even though our president is not following the rules, not wearing a mask to conferences, like, and he's asking us, he made a law to wear a mask in the store, and he's not even wearing the mask, so. I just want the world to see that we do struggle, and that we need to have faith. And to just pray that everything's gonna be alright. I hope that I do get to walk on stage for my senior year. So I just hope that the world is very, very safe.